I think that's the only thing that, I mean, he isn't going to...
Yeah, I don't think Marcus Childs was too impressed.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he talked, he just said that that's where the stuff's coming from, and that's and they're sticking it to you, the administration. So he just wanted to tell us that that's going on.
Well, why don't you tell John that Wednesday night?
Okay.
Good. CIA in this decade, Guatemala or any place else, just our own record.
Yeah.
The last 10 years.
Mr. President, I talked to Bobby. He thinks it's very important to deal gently with John McCone, and that we don't need... I also talked to McCone, and he's in a relatively cooperative mood at the moment, I think. He claims that he told Childs all this himself.
I think he did, yeah.
And did it because Childs was given the note, told about the honeymoon telegrams by three or four senators. McCone is getting told by the Stuart Symingtons of the world that we're out to get him.
Yeah.
And he believes all that kind of crap, unfortunately.
Is that what he said? How do you know that? Is that what
he told Bobby.
And what? Who's out to get him?
That the senators were telling him that we were out to get him, and that was how that thing about the 10-day fight occurred in the story on me in Newsweek, that must have come from us, because we must have been in control of that story, and Newsweek is well known to be our journal, and so forth. And so on.
Well, actually, how many days fight was that?
2-day fight, and it was settled by Gilpatrick. McCone was on the West Coast.
Yeah.
You're right. What happened was he came back that Sunday, and then he went out again because his stepson was killed. And that's why he was away on Monday. But he's just fantastically sensitive, and he believes that there are wolves in every woods.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that the way to straighten that out isn't for you to say something nice about him at a press conference soon.
Okay.
All right.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I have right in
now,
front of me.
What did Garrity go on to say about that? He quoted Garrity. Is that an accurate quote? We actually went into high gear to support the Cuban plan the 10th of October. 9 days later, all essential support for the first 7 days of operation were in place in Florida.
Apparently, he had something like, here's the answer. I was just about to take down of the newsroom that we've worked up here.
Yeah.
The Air Force movement of supplies to support the Cuban contingency plans was not based on any advance information about Soviet missiles in Cuba, and Representative Ahrens knows it. General Garrity's own testimony made it clear that these supply movements were the results of a continuous review of our Cuban contingency plans. As General LeMay pointed out to Mr. Ahrens following his questions about General Garrity's testimony, quote, we had no more intelligence than anyone else, or no more idea than anyone else, that the Cuban operation was coming off. The reinforcement of our air defenses in the southeast U.S. had, in fact, been going on for several weeks prior to October 10th.
Yeah, that was just that one squadron, was it?
You remember Ross Gilpatrick? We sent a Navy squadron down to Key West.
Is that what he's referring to?
Well, he's not, but that's what we're referring to in that last sentence. In other words...
I think you ought to lead with LeMay. To say that Congressman Ahrens knows that the statement he made at St. Petersburg is untrue, and that General LeMay stated subsequent to Lieutenant General Garrity that a meeting in which Congressman Ahrens was present, that the...
We had no more intelligence than anyone else, or no more idea than anyone
put that right at the top, and then say there was what some supplies to which Lieutenant General Garrity were moved, were put into Cuba, into southern Florida, because of the military buildup in Cuba, and were unrelated, and were not the result of any knowledge about missiles.
No, that was with the time that... Yep. The time that we, the explanation we made to our reinforcement of our air defenses.
That's
in
correct.
The southeast United States. That's what we said.
Congressman Ahrens knew very well, and it's regrettable that he did not explain it in Florida, that he chose to give a different explanation in Florida.
All right. I'll read the...
Yeah, better do that quickly.
Adam Yarmolinsky did this one in the show.
Yeah, I think it amazed the place to leave
with. I'll change this around. I think you're right.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Yeah.
But the big miss that I made is Lawford had already talked to Steve Trilling.
Yeah.
So that when I got to Warner, Warner said, well, he says, you know where this is coming from. And I said, well, I know the president and his family are very concerned about this. And he said, well, he says it's coming from Lawford because Lawford already talked to Trilling.
Who's Trilling?
Trilling is Warner's number one boy.
Yeah, yeah.
So Peter had already talked to Trilling.
Yeah, well, I told him that.
Delayed some of the impact that I got by putting your message in.
Yeah.
However, I will keep following them and keep you advised.
Well, they know what they're doing, but I do think myself that 2 hours and 20 minutes for that kind of a picture is pretty long. Of course, they all get to think it's a work of art and they can't change anything. But that seems like a long night, and there's no doubt Pat felt it.
Right. Well, we'll keep chiseling away on him, and I think we can get him to cut some
of it. Can he get somebody out there to look at it that he's got confidence in?
What?
Can he get somebody out there to look at it that he has confidence in?
You mean an objective view?
Yeah, some fellow who just knows something about movies.
Well, unfortunately, by this time, he has shown it to enough people that have patted him on the back. You know, the old Hollywood yes man.
Yeah.
And, of course, some of his hard-headed distributor people have looked at it, and they're usually... pretty damn objective in their comments.
Yeah.
They have said it was good, and so he's kind of got his neck bowed right now. He feels that he's got a good product.
Yeah.
But we'll...
Well, he has got a good product. Just a question of whether there's too much of it.
Right.
Well, in any case, that's his judgment, finally.
We'll keep working.
Okay, good out.
Fine. Bye. Fine. Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. President.
Yeah.
Oh, this New York newspaper thing, I think, is about to break.
Is it?
And yet we've got to handle it at this press conference in terms of what people know. And I've got to tell you this personally. The situation is that there'll be a meeting at 12 o'clock this noon at which there is some real reason to think they're going to get over the hump as far as Bob's concerned. In the meantime, just to make this fast, seems to me there are three questions you may be asked. One is whether there's any progress on it, and the situation is such you can well say yes on that.
Yeah.
Second, are you going to step in if the talks up there fail?
Yeah.
Seems to me the answer to that is you don't think they will fail, and you're certainly not going to assume it. The hardest question is whether, or the most likely question is whether you think the mayor ought to make recommendations to the parties, even though they may not want them. I should think your answer to that would be that... you indicated earlier such a third-party proposal may be advisable. If he feels in his mediation that it's a good thing, you would think it's you would certainly support that conclusion.
And I won't get into any criticism of any of the groups.
None at all.
Right. Well, what about the post-publishing? Do I say anything about that? No.
Let's see. I think you just stayed completely away from
that's
that.
Right.
But it broke pretty much about 1:30 this morning.
Who's surrendering?
It's a pretty hard dose for the publishers.
Is it?
Yeah.
And Powers is really a winner.
Oh, pretty substantially.
Yeah.
It'll come to about 3 to 4%, even excluding the consideration of the hours. They're going to get their hours. It'll be on a 3-year basis, and it'll amount to about $5 a year increase plus the hours.
Yeah.
A little more than that.
What could they have gotten without a strike? About $3?
Without a strike?
Yeah.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, compared with the 5 they could have gotten, nearer 4.
Yeah.
Between 3 and 4, 3.5 as a matter of fact.
Okay, good.
So they've gotten that, but it'll have to be played soft because none of this can get out, and there's some suspicion that some of our people over there have been talking with the publishers more than is a good thing.
Yeah, people where?
Well, I mean, around the government. I don't know where. Now, you may get a report from Bill Haddad, too.
He's trying to get me.
I think it's probably to confirm the fact that Walter Thayer is now apparently willing to go along with this. The publishers are still split. But in any event, I've talked this morning with Ted and with Bob Wagner.
Yeah.
And I think what I've given you is right.
Right. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Sure.
Yes.
Hello?
He is sending something over to would you clear it for us at the gate, please?
I surely will.
It's coming to Mrs. Lincoln from Mr. Haddon, and the little girl is on the way there now. Her name is Miss Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, Jensen.
Get Dr. Berkeley, please.
Yes, thank you.
Please.
Yes, thank you.
Berkeley. Oh, doctor, I wonder if you could send up a little extra medication.
I gave it to Mrs. Lincoln.
Did you send extra?
Yeah, she has it on her desk.
I see.
We can get it up to you, up to your quarters?
No, I'm in my office. Has she got it?
Yes, she has.
What about one of those blue pills?
Oh, we can give that to her.
Okay.
She doesn't have that. I'll bring it right up.
Attorney General?
Yes, Mrs. Lincoln.
And he's in with Mr. Sticker.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Sticker, you know, he's the NATO Secretary General.
What time is that going to be over?
That should be over 12:30.
Well, would you send him, I'll have to talk to him by 12:30.
Okay.
So if he's not out by 12:30, would you just send him a note that I have to leave for lunch with the Russian ambassador, and if he has any instructions for me.